America Weekend.
Why, thank you for joining us on America Weekend this weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. The program is America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. And I promise you, if you stick around long enough, you'll hear all of my dear friends. Well, not all of them, a small portion, actually, that check in with some sort of expertise, whether it is somebody who is an expert in fashion design, or somebody who's an expert in culture, or somebody who's an expert in food. We kind of have it covered here at America Weekend, so do stick around and tell your friends. We have a segment on the program called News You May Have Missed. And what that simply is news that is not headline-making news, but interesting news nonetheless. And I usually have two or three items to tell you about and to catch you up to speed. And the first one is about lobster and global warming. An interesting correlation between global warming and Maine lobster. Apparently, if the ocean temperatures continue to rise at their current rate, the lobster population could be in trouble as soon as 2100, which in the scheme of things is not that far down the road. What's happening is that, and this is specifically in Maine, because a study by scientists at the University of Maine found that if the ocean temperatures continue to rise at their current rate, we will have problems with our lobsters. Yeah, this was published in the latest issue of the Journal of Marine Science, claiming that the lobster larvae, when under close evaluation, they found had difficulty surviving in water 5 degrees warmer than the current average temperature of the Gulf of Maine, where many of the large lobster population reside. They had 3,000 baby lobsters. They appeared to develop faster in warmer waters, but they had difficulty once they developed surviving in the cooler water temperatures. So this is an interesting and a puzzling and concerning piece of news that I did want to share with you. And of course, that would be a terrible thing if we lost our lobsters. And while we're talking about food and not living things in terms of food, this is more of a fun idea. An ice cream company has developed presidential ice cream flavors. And I love these flavors. First of all, the Hillary Clinton is something I would develop. It's a spicy chocolate, a spicy dark chocolate. I can't get any better than that. And for Donald Trump, orange marshmallow. Ha ha ha. So the company is called Ample Hills. They have the Madam President. It's a chili-laced chocolate ice cream studded with Hillary Clinton's own recipe for chocolate chip cookies. And this is a funny one, Make America Orange Again, a creamy orange marshmallow flavor that is suggested to reflect back on Mr. Trump's tan complexion. So you may find these ice creams where you are, in the freezer section where you are. And happily, if you buy a 4-pack online for $40, you can do it for shipping and handling. If you're not anywhere near a store that sells this Ample Hills, a portion of the profits will go to Michelle Obama's Let Girls Learn organization. So doing good there through ice cream, that's a perfect combination as far as I'm concerned. And finally, an attraction in Europe has overcome the famous Eiffel Tower as Europe's top destination. Whenever you think of Europe, you think of a landmark, you know, usually it's the Eiffel Tower, maybe the Leaning Tower of Pisa, maybe the Acropolis in Athens. But now the Titanic in Belfast has become Europe's top travel destination for 2016, according to the World Travel Awards. And the ship, the Titanic, was actually first built in Belfast. I didn't realize that. And so the attraction honors the memory of what was then the largest ship afloat. And since its inauguration in 2012, 100 years after the ship sank, 3 million people from around the world have visited the Titanic Belfast, and including Titanic film director James Cameron. So interesting shift in a very well-known landmark in Europe being the Eiffel Tower, not as popular as the Titanic in Belfast. Interesting news here on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. Welcome.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. This is a big battle. For only the third time in 80 years, HD Touring Motorcycles will come equipped with new engines, the Milwaukee 8. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 10.5 to 1 compression. The Harley-Davidson new 107 and 114 cubic inch engines claim a 10% increase in torque. Bikes getting the new engine street and road glides. Electra Ultra, freewheeler trikes, liquid-cooled cylinder head 114 cubic inch version slides into the Ultra Limited Road Glide Ultra and Tri-Glides. Both engines are single-cammed with 4-spark plugs and 8 valves. Thus, the Milwaukee 8. In the ongoing war between Polaris and Harley-Davidson, this is a big battle. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you stand out from other candidates in a job interview? Ask unique questions.
For example, all the average candidates will probably ask about training opportunities.
Kathy Rapp, writing for Fistful of Talent, suggests asking, what would my priorities be in the first 6 to 12 months?
Questions show the interviewer you're interested. Unique questions show them you've really thought about the position.
So before the interview, picture yourself already on the job.
What are you doing day to day? What questions do you have about the company, your department, and your role? What would help you do your job better?
Stand out from average candidates by preparing enough to form unique questions. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.